Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
All right, everybody, it's hashtag third hour. We are out here live at the Twin Peaks in Davie. The madness is in full effect. It got real dicey there for LSU towards the end. Robbie is excited. He is out here today. No Leroy. Beast is out here as well.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I also like doing the show in code.
We got another hour left of that.
I started going down the list of numbers to think of who I could, if it got to a different point or how much time was left.
Right.
Had to have it all racked up.
So get on out of here, guys. Twin Peaks and Davie. It is happy hour. Happy hour goes until 6. We'll be out here till 7. Curtis and Parker are going to do their show as well. They got $3.50 man-sized Peak signature beers, which look really, really good. $4 appetizers, $5 Jack and Cokes going on as well. So the Twin Peaks and Davie, this is the place you guys want to be to watch all of your action for sure. Also want to remind you guys that it is that time of year. The morning show, Zazzle, Romberg, and Amber, they are looking for the next Tool of the Week Hall of Famer, somebody to join the ranks of Windhorse, Heath Bell, Jeffrey Loria, and Michael Wilbon. So we are looking for your nominations. Send them in to morningshow@theticketmiami.com. Every week, we will be taking a nominee. That person, if we pick your nominee, they will get a $50 gift card to Florida Lumber, more than just lumber. The grand prize is $500 off any Trex Wood alternative decking from Florida Lumber. So just email at morningshow@theticketmiami.com, or you guys can go to theticketmiami.com/tool and submit your nominee there as well. And we'll be announcing a nominee every single Friday. So we got that going on for you guys as well. Get on out here to the Twin Peaks and Davie. Heat got themselves a big-time win last night.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Dwayne Wade continues his retirement tour. He gets an awesome prize or present from the San Antonio Spurs. Greg Popovich, super classy. And he had a really cool statement for Dwayne afterwards. He said, he certainly is an iconic figure as far as NBA basketball goes. And that's because of the way he played. He played hard. He played to win. He had a ferocious attitude on the court. But it was matched by a wonderful smile and a great understanding of the world and community off the court. And that's what made him so special. A coveted teammate. Somebody that everybody enjoyed playing with and cared about more than just basketball. Really cool stuff by Greg Popovich, who's all class all the way. That's why, he gets away with that surly stuff every now and then. And everybody likes the fact that it's kind of just boom roasting people.
Belichick.
By the way, Popovich calls a lot of timeouts.
Same. Genius.
Dude, the last...
really a great guy.
The last compliment somebody was looking for from Bill Belichick was Khalil Mack. And he's like, nobody's knows Taylor.
Get out of here with that. Belichick!
Oh. Yeah, you did say that.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah. Is he off the beach now, by the way?
Nah, he might still be shirtless.
Just not giving a bleep in
this
world.
Yeah, once all the free agents sign,
no, actually,
go back to
no,
work.
He was at Alabama with Alabama
stuff
on. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, pro days?
He was like the only head coach at Canes pro
day. That's how he drafted Braxton Berrios.
I know, of course he was looking at Braxton Berrios.
Yes. I mean, I'll never forget being in the press box. We were sitting right in front of the Patriots scout, and he was like, kept texting. It was on the phone all the whole time. Like, Braxton? Gonna draft Braxton? Like, we just kept saying
it. It's almost like a real-life joke came to fruition. Do you think that because Braxton was hurt this year, they put him in, the robotic program to just make him know all of the routes by the time he's physically ready to go?
3 yard out, 4 yard out, 4 yard in.
Yeah. Like, he's going to be the next cyborg.
He was at the parade. He gets a ring.
Wasn't he IGing with the trophy or something?
Yeah.
He kissed the trophy.
Yeah. That's what it was.
But he's going to be – I feel like that's what you do. Oh, you can't physically play? We make you download everything to your brain.
They,
programming.
It's like you go into a chamber, which is like both hyperbaric and also they plug you in to learn all the plays.
It's, like Westworld. It's like Patriots Westworld.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why that's why it doesn't help signing former Patriots. Oh, okay. Can you give us intel?
Deprogramming.
I've been unplugged.
Sorry.
It's like you don't remember anything. It's like I wasn't even a Patriot. I was a Patriot?
Oh, wait. All my skills are gone, too. I'm not as good anymore.
Crazy.
Watch out for Dwayne Allen and Eric Rowe.
Oh, man. Let's get the headlines.
I wonder if that works with coaches.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So we got a couple of finals here. Minnesota beat Louisville by 10 points, 86-76. Just went final in a thrilling ending and a thrilling comeback by Yale. They did come up short, though. They lost by 5, covering the spread, though, to LSU. And right now going on, you got Florida State and Vermont at halftime. It was a 27 apiece. And you got New Mexico State and Auburn with about 11 minutes left in the game. Auburn, a classic 12-5, they're up by 8. So a close game there. And I think in about 4 minutes, we're going to get action from Bradley and Michigan State. The Braves of Bradley, of course.
Whoa. Of course.
The winner of that game would play the Wolvers of Minnesota.
University of Miami baseball lost to Columbia last night. Do you know what their mascot is? Columbia?
Lions. Okay, that's easy. I remember the Canes played Columbia in like the Super Regional, a couple years ago, and they were doing the Lions sleeps tonight. I remember that.
What just happened?
I remember them chanting that when they played Columbia. Come on.
Crazy.
Come on. Go on Ivy League. But, yeah, then coming up at 324, ooh, Belmont and Maryland. Belmont already has a win
Belmont
in the tournament.
Belmont is they're the hot underdog pick.
You guys ever been to Belmont Racetrack?
No.
No.
You have, though, it seems
it's
like.
It's a hole.
Is it really?
No, I'm thinking of Aqueduct.
Oh, wrong one.
What about Belmont Park? I mean, aren't you a horse guy? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, just my entire childhood spent in OTBs, which just smelled like cigarettes and sadness. Like green carpet. Just all so sad. My dad was just like, here's a Snickers. Go to the vending machine. I'd shut up. Somehow I didn't end up down the hole that you did, Robbie, with just being crazy addicted to gambling.
I was going to say, we have the Florida Derby coming up. You can get a tip from Dan.
I could, yeah. I will do that. I got to send him his golf clubs, too.
Leroy has been off the last few times that we've...
All right, so some new intel for him.
Gone to that well.
We'll get some new intel for him.
Yeah, might have to.
Crazy going.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is lit out here, man. This place is awesome. They're quick with the channel changes and with the sound changes, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I am feeling so froggy after that heat win yesterday. Oh,
now you're still you're feeling the frog.
Dude, I'm feeling – I feel the hop. I don't even feel like I walk. I feel like I hop everywhere.
How nervous were you? Because we saw the Magic pounded the Pelicans yesterday. And then, you know – oh, yeah.
I like it. Well done, Steve.
And then all of a sudden – the Heat are up by a lot, and now they're up by a little.
I wasn't nervous at all yesterday. I took yesterday as whatever happens is house money. I didn't expect to win at all.
I was shaking. I felt like Eric Reed said it. It was like playoff intensity.
It was.
So are we satisfied? Like, if they came home right now with those two wins, are we good?
No.
No. Before the trip, I would have said 2-2 is good, but now that they won probably the two. Actually,
yeah, yesterday we said two wins was fine.
I don't like doing the what do you like out of a trip. I like living it game by game.
But yesterday we all said two.
Got to be Washington. You got to be Washington on Saturday.
So you need three.
You know they're going to lose to Washington. That's not
the second night of a back-to-back.
They're going to beat Milwaukee and they lose to Washington.
I don't like doing this thing with the what do you expect, what do you expect, because I know this team. They go, they'll be rolling, they'll beat these teams that they have no business beating, and then they'll break your heart with a game that they should have had. So I don't like doing that. It puts bad mojo on the trip. I like taking this thing step by step. Right now what you need to do is deliver a counterpunch to those stupid Milwaukee Bucks. You owe them one.
Revenge game.
After a revenge game, even though it was kind of an okey-doke by the Heat, where they showed them something and then pulled the reins back and they weren't quite 100%. But even still, you want to let them know what's going down with that. So we get a little taste. What is this 1-8 matchup going to be? You're still feeling a little bit. You're feeling good. You got a pep in your step, a little glide in your stride. Let's go, man. Let's go. Excited about this.
I am fired up. And is Greek Freak going to play tomorrow? Because I know he's been sitting out. They've been doing some load management stuff.
I don't know. That's a good question, Rob. Well, I mean, It would be prudent for them. What is the split on them? What are they like? They're a game and a half up on Toronto?
I think they're more than that. I thought they were like 2.5 games up.
See, they got it. They do have to be careful because it's one of those things where, I mean, the interesting thing for them, too, will be looking at this and saying, you know, who do they want to play in the first round? But I would imagine Milwaukee looks at this. I don't believe Milwaukee won a road game last year in the playoffs.
They lost all four games to Boston. It was a 7-game series, but they didn't win a road game.
Yeah, so I think this is a case where you'd still want to get that one seed no matter what. But, man, they are in a position right now where the bodies are falling. Brogdon, Miritich.
They're two games, a solid 2 games up on the Raptors.
So we got like 10 games left, probably 11
yeah,
games,
11, 12 games ish.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I
do you want to play the Nets after what D'Angelo Russell did the other day? You see that?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Yeah. He's been unbelievable. It's been a great story for him this year because, you know, the Lakers cast him off with all the drama that went down, and you know they were getting ready to draft Lonzo Ball, so they didn't find a need to keep D'Angelo Russell. So the fact that he's been able to do this for him. And he really kind of was an afterthought. Like, remember when Caris LeVert went down for them and everybody's like, oh, season's over for them. That's what's been wild. That's what's been absolutely wild for the Nets. But I don't know, man.
Now, if you're the Heat, you're only a game back of the Nets for the 7th spot.
Yeah.
And even only a game and a half behind Detroit for 6.
I feel better about taking on Milwaukee than I do Toronto. I really do. I know.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I think that Greek Freak is the best player. However, Kawhi Leonard's a Finals MVP.
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy who's battle tested. That's the
Kyle Lowry always kills the Heat.
Tough place to
play. He got out of his slump against that Heat in that playoff series.
Pascal Siakam's been unbelievable for them this year.
He's going to be the win most approved. Most approved player.
I don't know. I think this is one of those things where I feel better about the state of the Bucks early on and just jumping on. Like, don't you know? This could be one of those situations where you're going to get a chance to pounce on them early. I like that opportunity more now. If the Heat somehow found themselves into 6, that would be fun because revenge series.
Revenge
series against
Joel. Now, I'm a little concerned. Since I called out the Heat crowd, the Heat have gone on a tear at home.
Yep.
They play much better. The crowds have been much better. But now I'm concerned when it gets to playoffs, the wine and cheese might be starting to come back into the arena come playoff time, because you know what happens to playoff tickets.
Yeah, you get white hot, and then everybody's dressed in the nines. They all got their button-down shirts up in there, a little wine and cheese action. However,
it happened last year.
Yeah, I mean, but we have to look at it from this standpoint, too. Like, this is, you got all the stuff that went into last year. You know, I think the Heat's intensity will be high no matter what, because obviously they're going to want to get right on that series. You have a lot of drama. This is the one thing I am concerned about. With Josh Richardson, we know the trade rumors got to him in the early goings of the season, where there was a lot of responsibility put on his plate.
Yeah.
And the idea that the Jimmy Butler thing is kind of going to be hanging over the Heat the entire time if they get to a 3-6. Yeah. And so J. Rich, who is not the most reliable when it comes to clutch situations, if now you put in the factor of that's the guy that you almost traded for, you're playing against him. Do we have the confidence that J. Rich is going to rise to that occasion and show the Heat this is why you guys didn't want to pull the trigger or throw everything into the table to make that deal happen? Or is he going to melt down mentally? That's the thing you got to worry about.
Well, but the Heat, at least they have options about who to put into the game. I mean, you got Dwayne Wade. You got Goran Dragic. Even Dion. I mean, Dion.
But you're going to have him out there because of his defense. Like, you're going to.
And Justice, when he gets back.
100%. But those are the things that I worry about. Like, I don't want J. Rich going into one of these crazy, like, Mario Chalmers-esque cold streaks because
he needs a slump buster.
He's overthinking about, this is the swing of the organization. They got Jimmy Butler. I still don't know what's going to happen with the Sixers. Like, there's still parts of me that looks at that fit of that team and I'm like, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what this is going to look like in the postseason.
I honestly think I'd rather have face Jimmy Butler than have all those Euros again. Then Saric, Bellinelli, who was the other guy that hit a lot? Ilyasova.
I mean, they do have Boban, and he's a monster.
Well, he's not going to beat you for 3, at least.
No, he's not.
But he is a monster, yes.
But he can chew your bones out, which is a dangerous thing. He could just.
Oh, and they do got Tobias Harris, too. I forgot about that.
He could actually take out an entire village. Like, that could just be the thing. Boban just wipes out the American Airlines arena.
Boban. I take you out. You're not here to play.
He eats a piece of the court.
You now have nowhere to play Boban.
Is Boban on Sesame Street?
What?
What?
Yeah.
He's too big for those costumes.
It's not too big for Big Bird.
Do you think that, like, Boban messes up, like, the TV signal? Like, you when you're watching Sixers games every day, does it, like, they have to mess with the ratios?
Oh, yeah. His head gets cut off on the screen.
Well, back in the day, like, before your time, when you had to adjust all that stuff by hand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I forget what they called it, like, the V this and the whatever. Like, you definitely would have had to have gone to the knobs to make sure your TV could fit Boban on it.
So giant. It's terrifying. All right, we're live here with the Twin Peaks and Davey. We've had a coolness in the madness, but I think it's about to pick up. Is about to pick up.
Hey, business will be picking
up. By the way, the beer is down to 27.5
degrees.
Wow,
that's cold.
That is under the 29
degrees. That is frosty. Get on out here. Twin Peaks and Davey, guys. We are here till 4 o'clock. The station's here till 7 when Curtis and Perk are going to take over at 4 p.m. So get on out here. It's happy hour. A lot of great specials as well. Great place to watch the games. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, guys. We are at the Twin Peaks and Davey. It's Tobin, Beast, and Robbie here with you. It is happy hour. Everybody's getting on down here. $3.50 man-sized Peak Signature beers, $4 appetizers, $5 Jack and Cokes. That is a favorite in the Tobin household. You got $20 buckets of Heineken or Heineken 0.0. And, of course, they got the Twin Peaks Dirty Blonde served at a frosty 29 degrees. Best kitchen in sports, the ultimate man cave, all going down here at Twin Peaks in Davie. Each drinks and scenic views. And those views are very, very scenic, everybody. Yeah. As scenic as it gets. That's all I can say. Where are we at, Robbie, right now? We have March Madness going down. Robbie's in his glory. What is happening right now as far as the game slate?
Well, right now we got Auburn. They're up by 13, a 5 beating a 12, but there's 6:52 left, which in college basketball, that is P.O.T. And then Florida State and Vermont just came back from the half. There's a seesaw battle. Florida State is up by 1. And we got a little baby upset, bro. A little baby one. Bradley is up 10-6 on Michigan State, but that game just started. That's why it's
very
a baby.
Early.
It's a baby upset. It's just growing. It's not developed yet. And then in about 10 minutes or so, we may gonna have some Belmont against Maryland coming up. And then the game I'm worried about later is Marquette and Murray State. That game has all sorts of – I have Marquette in the championship game, but a lot of people are picking Murray State because of John Morant.
Yeah.
It is a concern.
Yeah, they're just doing a big feature on him on CBS right now, whatever the hell this is. I don't know. What is it, True TV?
It's one of the quads. One of the three-turners or CBS. You know, that's what you got.
Either way, they were just doing a big feature on John Morant. So you got him losing?
Yeah, I got him losing, which actually, you know, picking a 5, beating a 12, but that's a very trendy.
What do you got on the Racers?
Other than John Morant?
Yeah.
Well, and Steve was telling me that he does turn the ball over a lot. Mm. I mean, he has to be the only offense. The reason why I was worried about that game, but the reason why I ended up going with Marquette, one, because of Dwayne Wade. It's his last dance. I want Dwayne Wade to be happy. And second of all, they both have really good players. You got Marcus Bolden from Marquette, but they have a bunch of other shooters, the Hauser brothers on Marquette. So if you double one guy, someone's going to be open. I think Marquette could double-team John Morant, and I don't know who they're going to go to for Murray State. He's going to be getting double-teamed left and right. Well, that's a depth analysis. Wow.
I knew you had it in you. Now, Beach, you were saying during the break there's a little bit of Dolphins news?
Yeah, among the teams that Drew Locke will meet with, which are the Giants, the Redskins, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Lions, and the Dolphins?
That's a fake meeting.
What?
It's a fake meeting.
What does that mean?
It's like, hey, they have to do
there's
their due diligence.
No reason to have a smoke screen meeting, though.
It's a courtesy meeting. In case he's there at 13, you have to act like you're interested. In case somebody wants to move up and trade him, that's all it is. It's like, you know, you're there at 13, all of a sudden, brr, brr, hey, this is the Redskins. We know you really like Drew Locke, but we want him more. Well, how about a 1? Let's call it a 3.
So you think that the Redskins are going to be like, oh, you guys actually want Drew Locke? You did meet with him, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what's. If they don't take the meeting, they don't get an offer for a trade.
I don't know, man. I think this is one of those things where I think they actually may be interested in a quarterback coming up in this draft.
Like, I agree, but I think it has to be the right one. If they're planning on tanking, it blows the tank up if you draft the quarterback in the first round.
Well, we got to think no matter like if they are going to draft a quarterback, I can't imagine. You got to think that Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to start no matter what.
He's going to start.
Unless some quarterback just blows it out of the water.
Yeah.
Whether it's Haskins, whether it's Murray, whether it is Lyle, like unless they blow it out of the water in training camp, I can't imagine that he's not going to get PT.
And may I remind you guys, the Dolphins have 14 needs, and 4 of them are on the offensive line.
Oh, man, they got 4 needs on the offensive line?
On the offensive line.
Hey, when you do your draft room, Do you do the O-line, like, all at one time, or is there guards,
well,
tackles?
Last year I did the offensive lineman all at one time, but due to time, we got to do one a week. I will probably jumble the offensive line together, but don't worry.
Maybe we'll let you do two in the one episode.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Two studs and duds for tackles, two studs and duds for guards.
Yeah, well,
I'll loop guards and centers together.
You get your exterior lineman and your interior lineman.
Oh, I like what you're thinking. I like what you're thinking. I'll do a double fit.
Let's just get crazy. We're just bathing in draft time.
We could do one. We could do one an hour.
Yeah, why shackle ourselves?
Yeah, I like it.
Why?
Speaking of shackling,
I can't wait to get to the offensive lineman. By the way, I got some takes on them.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah. Go back to shackling.
But Drew Lock does nothing for you.
Nah, he was a bust for a reason. He is a lamb killer. He gets all his numbers against the non-conference, and when it came to SEC play, it was terrible. And he had a decent stretch at the end of the season, but. He is not the quarterback.
I was a little intrigued seeing him at Haskins yesterday. Like seeing the Dolphins, they were at the workout, and then the fact that they're going to meet with him. Like if that does happen, where he does drop down, like man, he threw a lot of touchdowns this year, a lot of touchdowns for Ohio State.
It was like 50-8. That was a touchdown interception ratio.
Like that, those are good numbers. I do feel like he's kind of just been unspoken. Like I think it's under. I think everybody looks at it a little like. He feels like he's got the least buzz or reaction to anybody out there because, you know, the Giants are in this position where they absolutely seem like they're tanking. They're going to go with Eli for another year, which, good luck with that, boys. But I don't know. Like, it feels like nobody's talking about Haskins going.
Well, because Kyler Murray has all the buzz. If he wasn't in this draft, if he was playing baseball, I'd still
but
think
he even had the buzz when it was like they were, you know, all the people were pointing to the Dolphins were taking him at 13 because everybody thought he was 5'7". And then it turned out that he was actually 5'10", maybe. I mean, according to the draft, or the draft combine, which we still don't know. Maybe some people still don't even believe it.
Because he didn't get remeasured at his pro day.
Right. I mean, let me ask you something. Do they remeasure him when he gets to the facility? I should probably ask Leroy this, but if they remeasure him when he gets there, do they get to void the contract if he's not 5'10"?
Ooh, no, I don't think
you just stuck with him.
I don't think. I don't think that's a thing.
Do you think when you go to a convenience store?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it has your height, so in case anybody robs it, they can get an estimation
like
on how tall
you
are.
Like by the door, 7-11.
Yeah.
Do you think at these meetings, when they talk to Kyler Murray, they have that? So when he walks by,
yes,
they're like,
they should.
Oh.
They should have it measured at a 7-11.
No, approximately this.
I think that what they do is they have a bunch of guys in the room that they know are a certain height already.
Right, and they're just like,
he matches up with so-and-so.
Do you think if you're Kyler Murray and you're meeting with him, like if you're the Cardinals, you say, hey.
Wait. Props to this dad.
Why?
Rolled the stroller in with his little daughter. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to drink a bunch and watch college hoops.
So you don't know that he's going to drink?
Yeah. Come on.
You don't know that?
He's getting props, man. Look at that guy. He knows how to party. He left with daddy duty. He's like, all right, honey, I'll watch the baby today.
I can handle this.
No problem. I got this.
Hey,
you think it is, boys.
Which is a great place to do it. No.
It's been listening.
So do you do this?
If you use lit one more time, I might throw up.
Hear me out on this. So you take Kyler Murray to the owner's palace, some swanky place. Let's just say it's the Dolphins, right? Let's make Kyler Murray and the Dolphins are trying to court him, right? You take him over to Ross's palace.
Okay.
You say, Kyler, Mr. Ross, he doesn't like anybody wearing shoes in his mansion. So then you get him barefoot in the mansion with people who you know are above 5'10 or above. If he doesn't measure up. Gotcha.
Well, I believe the iPhone doesn't have this new app. You see how you can this measuring thing, where you can press a couple things, and then you can measure how long it is.
Do you think they have a wine and cheese thing where Kyler Murray's there and he's talking to Dan Marino, and then as he's talking to Dan Marino,
Robbie's
all
measuring
of a sudden
how long it is right now.
All of a sudden, while he's talking to Dan Marino, Flores is behind him and he's measuring him with the tape measure, and he goes, oh. Oh, he's looking at Dan Marino, and he's just going, giving him the throat slash. And so Dan Marino's like, I got to go.
I figured it out. See, you could put a point on there, and then you make another point, and you can measure, and it tells you how long it is. I just measured the table. It's
okay,
like 11
inches. So you
get Kyler Murray.
Yeah, so Flores has his measuring app out.
Yes.
And Dan Marino's talking about, the fake spike.
Yeah, oh yeah, Kyler Murray's there.
And Kyler Murray's like, oh man, oh, wow. Yeah, wow. He goes, and he's like, you know, and Dan Marino's like, you know, people always talk about Elway. I almost chose baseball. And Kyler Murray's like, oh wow, Dan, you really did? And like Flores is going to be behind him sneaking.
Yes,
and he goes,
yes.
5'8".
Yeah.
And just give him the throat slash. Out. We are out on Kyler.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Murray.
Yeah, but like when they measure the guys at the combine.
Platform shoes.
No, he does not wear anything. There's 400 people watching.
I'm telling, hey Garfinkel, if he does fall to you, platform shoes, bro. I'm telling you, it's going to be all the rage.
Me and B's got to do the Kyler Murray punishment.
That's right. We got a lot of making up to do next week.
Yeah, we're backlogged.
We gotta unclog the jam that's going on there. But
I still gotta do the Bagger Vance from a while ago, and you gotta do the
yeah,
Bunts.
I gotta do Jim Morris.
Well, he hasn't done a little sweet yet.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for some time to breathe because damn, Mike Golick yep. Jr. did it.
Yeah, oh, that's right,
bastard.
So that waitress,
stealing.
I'm kidding. Mike Golick Jr. does a good job.
That waitress that walked by.
Yeah. Where's the madness, man? I feel like we're lacking madness
No, wait. Business picked up, and then Auburn, New Mexico State. Well, Auburn's up by 9 now, but New Mexico State got it down to 6. There's 4 minutes left, so that there could be some madness. This Florida State Vermont is a sweat fest.
I would say Belmont's an all madness game. Like Belmont is in here; they've already won a
they're
bonus.
They're feeling froggy.
They're feeling froggy. That's an all madness
game. Froggy thing,
but Vermont is for sure feeling froggy right now.
Oh, buddy.
Like, let's just say Vermont. Vermont right now is up a Chris Bosh on Florida State. They just took a Chris Bosh lead on them.
The retired Chris Bosh.
You're
not
allowed to give the score.
We don't want any lawsuits.
No, we don't want any problems. You're a suit.
It's
probably
not like back in the day when I worked at QAM and we were rolling on the Sid Rosenberg show because he used to do play-by-play. Wait, did I just tell that on the air? I think I just said that on the air.
Very impressive. They just took a Wayne Ellington lead.
Well, Wayne Ellington with the Heat, not with Detroit. That's a big
lead. Right.
Yeah, that point.
Of course. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave that up to interpretation. But yeah, Florida State is down right now. Vermont, there's a Kevin Millar time left in the game.
Wow, that's a good one.
Whoa.
That's a point.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Wow,
unbelievable right now.
In minutes, of course. But yeah,
point for Tobin.
Yeah, they're playing the game in Hartford, Connecticut. So Vermont, I'm sure the crowd's getting into it. It's a hostile road environment for Florida State. It looks like it's coming true right now. Beast. Even though Terrence Mann is from the Northeast.
Beast, did you see this story with Clinton Portis being pissed about Landon Collins?
Wearing number 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of former Raiders are like, no, don't let the guy wear number 21.
Former Redskins?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Landon Collins is like a huge Sean Taylor fan. He got like an autographed Sean Taylor jersey at the press conference when he got introduced, signed this monster deal, 6 years, $84 million with them. And Portis was asked about this by The Athletic, and he just goes, hey, do you think that that it'd be cool if he wears Sean Taylor's number? F no. I don't want to ever see anybody else in 21. It's sacred. Why even play with people? Why even spark people's memories? Retire that jersey. For an organization that doesn't retire jerseys or don't officially retire jerseys, you put that mother bleeper in the rafters. You retire it. Make sure everyone knows that it's real. It's irreplaceable. It's cool to admire, to love, and appreciate, to view someone in that aspect. But even if you have the opportunity to wear number 21, you shouldn't do it. Like, do you think this is going to get through to Landon Collins, or do you think he's going to end up wearing this jersey?
No, he can't wear it.
It's
not retired.
No, but nobody's worn it since Sean.
I mean, they did a big tribute to him and all that stuff, but they never officially retired the jersey number.
I'm just bringing up the point, just so that somebody on the other side
just
of this
throwing it out there
could use this as a potential boxing. I think the Canes still let people wear number 26.
They have.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure if Landon Collins could box somebody in, that's what his movie would do.
Yeah, but
there's like 100 guys on a college team as opposed to NFL team.
Yeah, and the other thing with that is, like, they haven't let anybody wear it since he's passed, you know? So, like, the Canes have kind of set their precedent.
Okay, you're right, yeah.
While the Redskins have sent theirs.
Landon Collins is back to being boxed in.
I feel like he is, but, I mean, he feels like this is some way honoring the guy. The only time I can remember this is this being like, you remember the Marlins had that ex-president Carl Barger?
Yeah, and he passed away.
And the Marlins retired number 5 in his honor because Joe DiMaggio was his favorite player.
Yeah.
And then when they moved to the new stadium, they unretired number 5
and
gave it to Logan Morrison.
Correct.
Which didn't turn out to be so hot. I kind of feel like when you make these lines with numbers, if no one's worn it for 12 years now, no one should wear it. it's not one of those things where, like, you could find other ways to wear Sean Taylor. Write him on your wristbands. Write him on something else. Wasn't he also number 36 at one point? Maybe wear his other number?
Yeah, he did it his rookie. I think his first couple of years, he was 36.
I don't know. Like, I think I'd do something like that. I would find it to be weird thinking that you have all these former players who are upset with the idea that you're wearing that number. You should wear. And obviously we're biased down here because we're in Miami and we know we all love Sean Taylor and everything that he represents as far as the Canes are concerned.
There was a did you see what I did on the Twitter?
No.
The official Florida State football Twitter put out, who was the best player you ever saw play at Doak? And I retweeted with Sean Taylor. That game he had with the three interceptions,
State,
the rain game.
Florida State's not good at social media.
No, they're not.
Are they doing the Martin Luther King gloves again?
I don't know what they're doing.
They're setting themselves up for a lot of mistakes.
A lot of minus ones.
Pretty terrible. Man.
Oh, yeah, business is starting to get picked up.
I mean, By the way,
what was the total on this Vermont Florida State game?
Oh, it's going on. Yeah, it's going on. It was in the 140s.
How are we looking in this 12-5, Auburn and New Mexico State?
New Mexico State got it cut down to 5, and now Auburn is up by 8 now. But, you know, New Mexico State does have the ball. There's less than 2 minutes left, though. This is a stressful affair. Oh! That's all right. We can do play on this one. This one's on a delay. That's why I brought it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
totally
Auburn does remain up at Carlos Arroyo.
Yes, that is correct.
So we have that.
This place is very distracting.
There's
see.
A lot of stuff going
well,
on here, man.
I was about to tell you, I got some info on one of the Lumberjills.
Yeah, ooh. I know about that.
Okay.
I know about that. Get on out here to Twin Peaks and Dave.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy out here.
Happy Hour is going on until 6. They got a lot of great specials. Curtis and Perk are going to come up after us today. They'll be here as well, so you guys can come say hello to them. It's awesome going on here, man. $3.50 man-sized Peak Signature beers, $4 appetizers, $5 Jack and Cokes. Twin Peaks and Davey will be back right after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are live from the Twin Peaks
and
Davey. Watch a little March Madness. Day one, slate one. As we are watching all the action go down right now.
It's getting the Florida State crowd's getting into it. It's a stressful game. You can hear the clapping in the background.
Definitely getting nervous as they have an Alex Gonzalez and a half left in this game. So it's getting dicey. Vermont's hanging in this thing right with them. So they obviously are quite nervous. Canes baseball, by the way, guys, is on the ticket as the Gino DeMar era is underway as our next broadcast is on Sunday. The Canes are hosting NC State. And UM Baseball on the Ticket is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Canes Baseball is also brought to you by Lexus of Kendall. This is your invitation to an all-out experience at Lexus of Kendall with exceptional prices on all Lexus SUVs. It's all for you here at Lexus of Kendall and by Kendall Toyota pre-owned vehicles from $29.99 and $1,000 below market value. We pay top dollar for trades regardless of year and miles. Visit KendallToyota.com or WestKendallToyota.com and get on over here, guys, to Twin Peaks in Davie. It is happy hour. They got a lot of great specials going on. Appetizers, drinks, food, all for you here. Scenic views. It is fantastic. They also have a lot of cool animals on the wall here, which I'm enjoying as well. That's pretty good.
It's like you got a ratio. Animal, TV, and scenery. Like all right next to each other.
For every scenic view, we need an animal on the wall. I like it, man. This place is cool.
It is
packed. Everybody's in here having a good time, enjoying this. Definitely a lot of people playing some work hooky, so why not join them?
Why not get out here?
No one's going to worry about it, especially at the road. Oh, that's always the move.
I think there's a lot of fake coughs coming into work. I'm sick. I can't make it into work.
Well, you know, I used to do that all the time when I used to work in electrical estimating and I got to go on the road for stuff. I mean, I'm not going to make it back into the office. It's a crazy situation. There's things going on the road. Can't make it. Boom. Sports bar. What are you going to do? What, do you have a tracking device on me? Never worked.
There's construction on the 405.
It's crazy. My car.
405. What are we in Los Angeles?
I'm telling you, man. Like you always had to find some good excuse if you wanted to cut out and you wanted to get to a sports bar. You had to find something to do. So if it was out on the road, it's like, hey, Tobin, wasn't your job walk like this morning? I'm like, yeah. Crazy thing about the morning, like the time zone changed and people couldn't see and there was fog and. you know, just I'll be in there later. I'll be there probably like, you know, around 4:45-ish. They're like, the office closes at 5. You're right. I probably shouldn't even bother. You know what? Thank you, boss. I appreciate you saying that. What's he going to do? He's boxed in at that point.
He's boxed in.
Yep.
I'm sure back then he didn't have the technology to box you back in. So he was stuck.
All right. So there's Carlos Lee seconds left in this Auburn.
Wow. That's a good one.
New Mexico State game. New Mexico State has pulled themselves to within an Alfredo Amezaga.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. And there may have been like when a leaf, you know, when it turns over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, that may have just happened.
Yeah. I always enjoy the dessert apple turnovers.
Oh, great.
Those things are always great. And you have Bruce. I guess I don't have to make it.
Related to a diamond, you know.
Yeah.
Cousin
you find
of the diamond.
Bruce can be found in some oysters.
Yes. There you go.
He is. He is having a bit of a meltdown right now. So we have that as well.
Look at this. Lots of expletives.
He's freaking out right now. Bruce probably needs to calm down.
What's the score differential? What number?
An Alfredo Amezaga. Yeah.
I really have to think about that one.
I feel like you're making that up at this point.
No. I swear to God. Amazing Amezaga, number 4.
Yeah, that's what it was. Remember that sick play he made in Mexico that they would always show
in
the 10-run reel?
Can't you just go Jeff Thomas?
You want to go Jeff Thomas.
Or Devin Hester.
Toronto Bosch.
Yeah,
we don't want to mention Toronto Bosch.
Toronto Bosch.
You could do that?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Honestly, the first one that came to mind was that bastard McRoberts, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't
want to
mention
that.
His name.
No way.
I didn't want to say that. It makes me feel that.
I think the TV would shut off if you said that. It would go to sleep. Like
I don't want to give him any props as far as that's concerned. So, yeah, I just thought that's how it was going with this. But, yeah, man, madness. Madness is happening.
Whoa. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, that was just, the Florida State game is also intense, back and forth. There's 9 minutes and change left in that one. But the difference is a Miami Heat Chris Bosh or an old school Darrell Wright with 9-plus minutes left in this game. The Auburn-New Mexico State game is in a commercial, but it's paused with about a Boston Kelly Olynyk amount of time left in seconds.
How's the Auburn-New Mexico game not on a big TV right now? We got action.
Well, I think it's over there.
I see it on the far one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like there's an A.J. Burnett seconds left in the game, but that's taken down. It's now to a Brad Penny. Oh, wow. Did they just nail a Dwayne Wade?
I believe they did.
Oh, they just nailed a Dwayne Wade and are now within a Chris Bosh. Wow.
Place is lit.
Business is picked up. Business is picked up. We got a Justice Winslow seconds left in the game. It is now down. It is now. Oh, man. Wow. Wow.
Do they foul?
You're about to see the replay right here. Whatever just happened, you can see it right here. An old school broadcast monitor.
There's a big three area. Big three era. Mario Chalmers left in the game. Seconds wise. Wow.
This is intense.
This is very intense. Very intense. We have madness. We have madness that's about to pick up. New Mexico State. Dude with the headband. He is swaggering. Big news for the Aggies right now.
Is there a foul or a timeout?
I think there's a stoppage of some sort. But the Aggies went on a 7-0 run or a Goran Dragic 0 run or a Goran Dragic Josh Richardson run.
Okay. All right. All right. The Frosted Flakes mascotted team is stepping to the line. He hits a basket. They're now Hanley Ramirez up on New Mexico State. He's about to shoot his second shot to see if he can go up by a Dwayne Wade.
High pressure, no price line shot.
Yeah, very high pressure right now. There's just under a James Johnson left in this game.
And it went through the cylinder.
Yeah, it went through. So they are officially up at Dwayne Wade. Aggies are about to put the orange leather onto the hardwood.
There you go.
Wait, somebody's freaking out here.
Yeah, that's Florida State fans.
Calm down, Florida State fans. Let's pipe down.
We got other actions.
We got other action that's going on right now. All right, Bruce Pearl is freaking out. I mean, Bruce Fountain and Oyster is freaking out. We have ourselves a Terrell Harris and a half left in this game.
Terrell Harris. Yeah, these are good.
Tobin's in his wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. I love bringing up old numbers. All right, the Aggies step to the no price line.
Yeah.
Bounces the ball a couple times.
Oh, it went through this. I believe it went through the circle area.
Pulled within a Hanley Ramirez.
And I think the Frosted Flakes mask, I think they may have committed a grab on purpose because they were up by a Dwayne Wade.
Oh, right. Smart play. But how much time left?
Heady play.
A Terrell Harris and a half.
Oh, okay.
We have the Aggies. They're about to try and convert this thing again. All right. Sometimes the orange leather clangs onto the iron and then does not go in the hoop, and that's just what happens. So we remain a Hanley Ramirez up. There is right now a Cody Ross .2 left in the game. Cody Ross .2 left in the game as the Aggies still trail by a Hanley Ramirez.
But yeah,
that's where we're at right now. Belmont, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
They right now are a Bam Adebayo. They have Bam Adebayo and the Maryland. They have a Deion Waiters. So right now they're up. They're up by Hanley Ramirez.
And that's in the first half.
Yeah, that's just early on that's right
early
now.
On.
Early on right now. Frosted Flakes has stepped it to the no price line, and they have just gone up by a Dwayne Wade with another shot coming. I mean, I can't come up with anything.
It's already out there.
And it could be a Devin Hester lead.
There's a New Mexico State guy that's crying.
It's not over yet. What are you doing? You got a Morrison? Come on, bro. Get your head in the game. Game's not over yet. Don't cry.
Frosted Flakes is about to try and put the orange leather. Huh.
Successful.
Wow. All right. Well, they just went up into Mezica.
But there's still Cody Ross amount of time left. If you hit it to Wade Ross. Wade here.
All right. But now we are at a point. The Aggies.
Oh,
a Dwayne Wade. It's a Dwayne Wade. Wow. They are within a Chris Bosh. There is old school Mario Chalmers seconds left in the game.
Wow.
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 Wow. We have madness.
Gotta love 12
We have madness, ladies and gentlemen. We are completely unfocused from our radio show.
Yeah. By the way, another baby upset. Not really an upset, but the game's tied. But Bradley is hanging with Michigan State with, 6 minutes left in the first half.
Unbelievable.
Curtis of Perth, they're in for a wild 3 hours.
Do you think he stopped crying?
I don't know.
Well, we're about to see the replay.
Too much stress.
But here's the replay of that Dwayne Wade that guy just hit.
Okay, well, the bad news is that we're supposed to get off the air in 4 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what
to
tell you.
Minutes.
We have enough time.
I mean, they had another show that's coming. I mean, Curtis and Perth will kind of carry it for you, bro.
I know college basketball takes a long time, but 6 seconds is not 4 minutes.
Yeah, right? I mean, they're doing this thing where there's the opposite of they have being out of time and in. It's the opposite of that now. This guy is still crying and he's chewing on his towel. Why is he chewing on his towel? Why is that a thing, sir? Get a hold of yourself. All right, the manager just stepped in front of my television. I'm too scared to tell him to move.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Someone says on the text line, brought to you by accentlawfirm.com, this is the worst broadcast I've ever heard in my life. Also, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. What the hell am I listening to?
Sir, learn the code. Learn the code. All right, if you want to know points, think about the players we're saying. The points and the time, use your numbers. This is all South Florida related. I'm trying to keep it all within the market. Jeez.
Yeah, we don't want any lawsuits here. We got sued here.
Yeah, what do you guys want? You want us to get ripped off the air? No.
And we're suspended for 2 weeks.
All right, we have just under a Goran Dragic left in this game. The Aggies are about to put the orange leather onto the hardwood as they get going. They have hit a ball on the other side of the fair line and are sending Frosted Flakes to the no-price line.
There you go.
Back up by Dwayne Wade.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
And then there's still enough time to...
We don't know that yet, because perhaps somebody chokes and they find themselves in just a situation where they're down a Hanley Ramirez. I don't know.
With about Eddie Jones' amount of time.
There you go. Wow,
well done. Well done. Yeah. Well done, Steve.
Point for you, Steve. Oh,
We don't have imaging for you, Steve. A point. You get a point.
It's all good.
All right.
There's stress. There's people holding.
All right, there may have been a clang when the orange leather went up towards the rim. They remain up at Chris Bosh. Frosted Flakes is about to take their second shot. Bruce Pearl is freaking out. Madness is about to hit this building. Brackets could be busted. This kid is still crying. Why is he still crying?
He's semi-crying now.
He needs to calm down.
Oh, this guy with a towel over his head. This is where the madness. Perfect way to end the show.
This is where the madness is made in the shade. This is where it all goes down. Eddie Jones left in the game. All right. Frosted Flakes has just put themselves up a Hanley Ramirez. Okay? The Aggies are about to put this orange leather in play.
And they are...
Oh, what? We have...
Oh.
All right, I want to see the replay.
Oh, wait. Is there an error?
Was there one on the other side of the fair line?
Wait.
On the other side of the fair line?
Oh.
Chris Bosh, just over Chris Bosh left in the game. They hoisted up a shot.
Why did he pass it?
I don't know. That was a weird play by that guy.
We can see the replay. We can see the replay right here.
Obviously that guy. Tony Fiorentino loves that guy because he didn't pull up for a three. He went for the pass.
The guy kind of did a Reggie Miller. He did kind of a kick his legs out.
Did they call that? Did they call that?
Well, yeah, they did because the clock stopped.
So that's a
Dwayne Wade
amount.
Amount of no price shots.
And the lead is what? A Chris Bosh?
Yeah,
Chris Bosh point. A Chris Bosh point. Yeah.
They called that? Wow.
Yeah, they called it, yeah.
This is a critical time here for Frosted Flakes.
Wow.
Critical time for Frosted Flakes.
Wow. Holy biscuit.
Madness. Madness all around.
So it says, I'm baked and totally understand this coded broadcast.
Of course.
Of course you
Why wouldn't sir. You understand it? It's clear as day. There's nothing not to understand here as far as it goes. Oh, man. Wow, that is absolutely brutal. You fouled on that situation?
Oh, that's what they always teach you. Never foul a three-point shooter.
Oh,
so
my
they teach you in grade school.
All right. He's stepping to the no-price line.
All right.
This is where legends are made. He has three shots?
Yep, there is three. Yeah.
I mean Dwayne Wade. He has Dwayne Wade shots.
Yeah.
Oh!
Did he just miss?
Yeah.
Oh God.
The Walter Whites are choking.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he still has an opportunity to
equalize.
He still has a Wayne Ellington.
He has a chance to Ellington this. Okay. He steps to the line again.
Okay, all right.
He's within a Bosh. We're within a Bosh here.
I thought it was...
He missed his first.
Yeah. He's what? You're going to see the replay of the clank right here. Bang-a-bang.
Oh, I thought it was a Chris Bosh point game.
No, it was a
Wayne Ellington point game?
All right. Here it is right here, boys. This is where legends are made of.
So it.
Oh!
No! Did it go in or no?
I feel terrible for that kid.
He missed it?
Oh, no.
But they got the ball, I think.
I don't think the timer thing went out.
Listen, I feel terrible for that kid.
Well, watch it right here. Watch it right here.
Oh, my goodness.
The Oyster Man's telling everybody to calm down. And let's see.
Oh, my goodness. That's.
Oh, they're still
in the cylinder and out.
Where did that go?
Wait, they're going to get the ball.
Out of bounds on the Aggies?
I think it went out of bounds.
It went off the Frosted Flakes.
Oh, I think they're going to review
it. Oh, Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like
we're way over our show.
Yeah, we got to go. Curtis
and Perk next. We can't focus on doing radio anymore, and Curtis and Perk, they're up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.